This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Optimize your nutrition this year with Factor, America's number one ready-to-eat meal service. Factor's fresh, never-frozen meals are dietitian-approved, ready to eat in just 2 minutes. Choose from 40 weekly options across 8 dietary preferences like Calorie Smart, Protein Plus, and Keto. Eat smarter at factormeals.com/listen50 and use code LISTEN50 for 50% off plus free shipping on your first box. Factormeals.com/listen50. Code LISTEN50.
I'd probably make fun of you for that song, Jimmy, to start a show, but since it's a Panthers game night, that is like a staple hockey arena type song. But I feel like this may have run its course.
I think of the Sequarium when I think of this song. Like, that's how much it's run its course at stadiums where, like, Lolita right. would come out and her right. big splash, yeah. they play this, get ready for this.
Yeah, it's that song has seen many an activity. We do have a Panthers game tonight. We are just 6 hours away. Can they take a commanding 2-0 lead over the Carolina Hurricanes? We're going to find out. I loved Katie Engelson. Tweeted out, you know, they had media availabilities today before the game. And Brad Marchand said regarding the culture of the Panthers locker room, I can't say enough about this organization. No one needs leadership in the room. Everyone is a leader in their own way. And I just think that's badass. I think everything about this Panthers team that we know, that we see, is just badass. You know what I mean? It's not the screaming, crazy coach like Nick Sirianni, right, with the Eagles who just got a big extension. You know, Paul Maurice, like I say, unflappable. Sam Bennett, mean SOB, badass, great teammate, though. Great hockey player, you know? And Brad Marchand, like, seems to have been absorbed into the team and Panthers culture with no problem. And I'm excited to watch game two tonight. I know Solana might be calling for Matthew Tkachuk to be traded immediately, if not sooner, but I still feel like he's a very important part of the team.
We need some sort of clause here where my text to you, my text to you don't necessarily reflect my real opinions on things.
Right. Yeah, understood. I'm expecting, because of the text I got today from Solana, regarding Matthew Tkachuk, I am expecting a hat trick from him tonight. So just based on the way things are going for Solana and his text to me. What did we witness at Madison Square Garden last night? I mean, absolute delight if you root against the Knicks. Just absolute delight. I mean, poor Zach Gelb, poor Larry David, poor Tracy Morgan, poor Ben Stiller. I mean, that place didn't know what hit it. It was wild. That Halliburton shot was absolutely wild. First of all, I didn't realize that the ball got tapped as he was kind of driving into the lane. So I didn't understand what the hell he was doing. I thought he decided, as he got, you know, 6 feet from the basket, I thought he decided, you know what? I'd rather take a three, and he just dribbled out. So already I'm wildly confused. I'm watching on the couch with my son and my wife. Puts that shot up. That thing bounces so high off the back. And when it goes down in it, we are screaming. We are screaming on the couch. And then, obviously, it turns out to be a 2, not a 3. But that was unbelievable. That was, you know, I talked yesterday with the Panthers about soul stealing, where you just steal the soul, not only of your opponent, but of the opposing team's fan base. Pacers, they stole their soul yesterday, right? We're going to ask, Jim Larrañaga joins us on Thursdays. I want to ask Coach L, like, is there anything to the, you know, emotionally we're done after that? That's hard to overcome. Or if, as we know athletes do, they compartmentalize and the moment the game is over, you forget it, good or bad. You move on to the next one.
Hawk, I don't know if, like, their emotions become so deflated after that that it can mess up the entire series, because the Knicks played well enough to win yesterday. They really did. Indiana stole a game that they had no business winning. But to go on a 14-0 run in the fourth quarter when you already had the lead, while Brunson has to check out of the game because of foul trouble, and you don't win that game, to me, has to be deflating. Emotionally eviscerated, right? The New York Knicks.
How do you mentally get back into that series? Did you see the stat? Before last night, teams leading by 9 or more points with 1 minute left in NBA playoff games were 1,434-0. That's unbelievable.
Oh, say it to me again, Hawk, please. It had to be the New York Knicks.
Teams leading,
yes,
by 9 or more points with a minute left in NBA playoff games up until last night were 1,434-0. Pacers did something to the Knicks last night that has never been done in the NBA playoffs.
Bing bong! Knicks tape, bro! Knicks tape! Knicks tape!
I mean, that's wild. You want to hear it? Should we hear it? Do you have the Kevin Harlan call? This is what everyone was watching TV on TNT. Kevin Harlan is one of my absolute favorite play-by-play broadcasters of all time. Here's how it sounded on television.
Indiana with it. Halliburton. He'll take it. He'll backpedal a 3 for the win. And goal! He got it!
Of course, Halliburton did the choke symbol.
Immediately.
Which was premature. My son looked at me when the Pacers were bringing the ball up, and he said, how quickly will Tyrese Halliburton do the choke sign? And I'm like, nah, I don't know, whatever. And it was premature. They are so lucky that they were able to win that in overtime, because Tyrese Halliburton is a meme for the rest of his life doing that if New York ends up winning that game.
But, Hawk, that to me is the most... It's the part where I say the Knicks may not be able to recover. The shot in itself, blowing that lead to be the first team in 1,000 whatever, all that stuff, right? But to have Tyrese Halliburton prematurely deploy what really he should be waiting till they either win the series or, you know, they have a decent advantage in the series, to prematurely deploy that, them celebrate on the floor and the game not be over, the Knicks have to buckle down and win that game, because then it's over. Then the series is over.
They can flip the script. They can talk about soul stealing.
Totally.
Knicks flip the script if they win that in overtime.
To not win that game in overtime after the Pacers celebrated victory on your own hardwood, on the MSG New York Knicks logo, that to me told me everything I need to know about that bum-ass New York Knicks team.
Now, here's how it sounded on the local Indiana Pacers flagship radio station.
He's in the lane. He nearly lost it. He backs up and unloads a three.
Oh!
That did not happen! It hit the back of the rim. It popped high into the air, and it dropped gently through the net. The scoreboard shows 125-125. It's called a two-point shot.
And finally, of course, I'm sure everyone's heard this. This is how it sounded in South Korea.
할리버튼, 5초, 할리버튼 갑니다. 4초, 3초, 2점을 노리나요? 자, 빠져나가면서 할리버튼 쏩니다!
우와!
우와! 이게 뭐예요? 이게 뭡니까? 할리버튼! 할리버튼의 초크 세레머니까지!
That is... honestly, South Korean television broadcasting the Pacers-Knicks game, and that was awesome.
Hawk, sports fans don't need to be bilingual. Everybody understands. Everybody.
And everyone had the same reaction. Everyone had the exact same reaction. So we will talk about that today. Like I said, Coach Larrañaga will join us today. Randy Moeller will join us today. Get us ready for a little Panthers Hurricanes game 2 Eastern Conference Finals tonight. We have another pair of Marlins tickets to give away today. Marlins host the Giants May 31st. It is South Florida Black Legacy Day at Lone Depot Park. We are giving away a pair of tickets every day this week. We will do so again today. Of course, Crowder is not with us again. If you were listening yesterday or you follow us on social media, you know Crowder's father, Randy, who played for the Dolphins and the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. He passed away this week, and Crowder will be back with us soon. And I can assure you he appreciates everyone's well wishes. And I can assure you also he maintains his great sense of humor just based on text exchange that we had today. So Crowder will be back, I'm sure, at some point next week, and we'll have more details on how we can commemorate and memorialize Randy Crowder, who was really a character on this show and certainly a good guy, someone we all love.
You're not going to read the text Crowder sent us?
I am not. Let's get headlines here. Start out today's show brought to you by Doral Volkswagen. Choose from over 300 new Volkswagen models in stock, like the Tiguan, Taos, and Atlas. And remember, when it comes to Volkswagen, the great deals are at Doral Volkswagen.
Hawk, I was ecstatic last night. I honestly, like, watching that play out as it did, I woke up this morning like filled with joy, knowing that
it was unbelievable.
There were hundreds of people who bought tickets to go to Radio City Music Hall to watch the Knicks in the conference finals and thought they had won. We're celebrating. People in New York were already celebrating. Knicks in four, they're chanting in the streets for them to lose it in that fashion. I was just happy.
Imagine how stupid they were, too, to buy tickets for Radio City Music Hall to see a Knicks game.
No, people went to a watch party at Radio City Music Hall. Hawk,
they did?
You didn't box me into any corner. Take that smirk off your face, because they were at Radio City Music Hall.
Right.
They were at Radio City Music Hall for a Knicks-Pacers Game 1 watch party.
With the Rockettes?
With the Rockettes.
You sure?
Yes.
I'm looking this up.
Now I'm doubting myself. Maybe I was fooled by a tweet, but I believe I saw live reaction inside Radio City Music Hall of Knicks fans watching that play as it happened. Knicks watch party at Radio City Music Hall. I'm telling you right now, I was following it along all night.
I'm not certain you're right.
Okay. Let me DM you this. Everybody send these videos to Hawk, because I know I'm right about it. I know there were hundreds of people at Radio City Music Hall yesterday.
Yeah, here's a tweet from someone. I'm at Radio City watching Knicks game, bought tickets in the front. They moved me to the far back and to the side under the AC, cold as hell. Worst seat in the building, no refund. There is no group discriminated against, like people with disabilities. I'm so tired.
Ooh. That was a turn I wasn't expecting. That's the one tweet you of all the thousands of tweets from Radio City Music Hall. That's the one, huh?
I like a movie like The Departed where you don't see the end coming.
Mm-hmm. That took a turn.
Yeah, I do see video in Radio City Music Hall. That actually seems like a cool place to watch a game.
Yeah, definitely. So as quickly as I want to celebrate the basketball we all watched yesterday, I must point out something that may upset some fans down here in Miami, because the all defensive teams were released just moments ago from Shams Charania.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Optimize your nutrition this year with Factor, America's number one ready-to-eat meal service. Factor's fresh, never-frozen meals are dietitian-approved, ready to eat in just 2 minutes. Choose from 40 weekly options across 8 dietary preferences like Calorie Smart, Protein Plus, and Keto. Eat smarter at factormeals.com/listen50 and use code LISTEN50 for 50% off plus free shipping on your first box. Factormeals.com/listen50. Code LISTEN50.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Mm-hmm.
And Bam Adebayo, not on any of the all-defensive teams. First team goes to Evan Mobley, Defensive Player of the Year. Draymond Green, who ran the best campaign of anybody I've ever seen in the NBA for himself.
I actually kind of enjoyed him on the broadcast last night.
He was good. He was good.
I don't want to say that I did, but I actually kind of enjoyed him.
He's going to be a great media personality.
For sure.
Yeah.
I was thinking last night, is he going to be one of those guys where, remember when Shaq, we talked about this, when Shaq got added to the TNT broadcast, and I'm like, oh, what are they doing? You don't need Shaq. You've got such a great dynamic three, and Shaq is not, you know, he's not compelling or whatever. And then all of a sudden you fast forward 15 years, and it's just the greatest lineup. I wonder if we'll feel that way one day about Draymond, where it's like, oh my God, this guy is so perfect for this.
He likes being the heel, too. He'll lean into that role.
Yeah.
He's good at playing. Yeah. As much as I hate some of his takes, the whole stuff about Karl-Anthony Towns, which is goofy, made him look silly. But he's good at being a media personality.
He's got cred. He's got championships. And was a major cog in the championships. He was.
Yeah.
So that gives him like so much more leeway than someone else who fires off dissenting takes or unpopular views, but doesn't have the resume to back it up.
Yeah. And he's known for having a high basketball IQ. He really is.
Yeah.
Kendrick Perkins, I think, is a great hot take machine. He's perfect for ESPN.
Exact guy I was thinking of.
But he, and he, you know, he won a title, and he was a starter on a title team.
But he wasn't Draymond Green.
Wasn't Draymond Green. Right.
Right.
Evan Mobley, Draymond Green, Dyson Daniels, Great Barrier Thief, Hawk, best nickname in sports.
Best nickname in sport.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Lou Dort and Amen Thompson.
Mm.
Yeah. That's a guy that tried to fight or did fight Tyler Hero and then Terry Rozier. Really, the highlight of Terry Rozier.
Highlight of his season. Yep.
Second team goes to Tumani Camara, Rudy Gobert.
Is this voted on by players or media?
I'm not sure. I'd have to double check. I don't remember who does
voting. I don't think Bam gets much respect media-wise. I think players respect him more than media.
Jaren Jackson Jr., Jalen Williams, and Ivica Zubac plays on the team that Coach L's son coaches on, the LA Clippers.
That is right.
Yeah. So those are your first and second teams. Bam Adebayo does not finish in the first or second team. I'm reading here, Barry Jackson writes, Bam misses out on an NBA defensive team for the first time this decade.
Wow.
Crazy.
Definitely had a down season, but it was more offensively than defensively.
Yeah, the Heat, I think, still finished with a top 10 defensive rating. I'd have to double check. If they weren't in the top 10, they were 11 or 12. I mean, you're the 10 seed. You're going to miss out on awards. It just is what it is. Like, as much as I want to be outraged about this, hey, don't be the 10th seed in the Eastern Conference. And then don't get swept in the most historically lopsided series in the first round to the Cleveland Cavaliers, who don't even make it out of the second round again. So tonight, Florida Panthers, Carolina Hurricanes, Game 2. 8 p.m. is puck drop in Carolina, in Raleigh. Obviously, the Cats have a 1-0 series lead. I got an email from the Cats today from the Florida Panthers. The Sports Business Journal announced last night that they were named Sports Team of the Year at the 18th Annual Sports Business Awards in the city last night.
Yeah, it was very cool. I sent a little congratulatory text to Adeline Biedenbach, who's our media coordinator when we do our broadcasts out there.
She's the best. The entire team really is
yep.
The best.
And I'm not just saying that because I want free food again Monday when we're out there.
Yeah. They might win an ESPY. Like, the Cats are going to start being recognized as...
Oh, for sure.
Right? Like,
for
one of the best
sure.
teams.
Especially with the tournament and the rise of the Tkachuk brothers yeah. being on... Remember, one of them did Kimmel, I think,
yeah, yeah.
or Fallon.
Matt Tkachuk, yeah.
Yeah, so yeah. I do think, yeah, I think they'll get that kind of recognition.
Yeah.
Especially if they win back-to-back cups.
Last night, the Oilers had a 3-1 lead over the Dallas Stars in Dallas game, yeah. one of the Western Conference Finals. And the Stars did something that has never been done before. They scored 5 unanswered in the third period, 3 of those 5 off the power play, and they won game 1 6-3 over Edmonton.
It felt good for Will Manso. Remember, he was on with us yesterday, and if the Panthers do make the Stanley Cup again, Will have to travel for local 10 to all the away games, and he doesn't want to have to go to Edmonton again.
Yeah, I don't blame him. Even though there's one thing in Edmonton I think we could all agree we all loved playing that team last year.
What was that? Oh, yeah, the lady?
Yeah.
Yeah.
The Oilers fan?
Two things we loved.
Two things, right. The Oilers fan. Tonight, OKC, Minnesota Timberwolves, game 2. Game is being played in Oklahoma City. I haven't looked up the line, but it's an 8:30 p.m. start time.
Yeah, I think it was like 7.5 yesterday, right?
Yeah.
6.5?
7.5 yesterday. Same as game 1.
Let's see. 7 right now. OKC minus 7.
And the Marlins are off today, but they're back at it tomorrow. Remember, they go out west. They've got the Los Angeles Angels mañana. Your weather from the Demesman and Dover Law Firm. Call them 866-954-MORE, youraccidentattorneys.com. Free consultations 24/7. Partly cloudy in South Florida. There might actually be some rain later tonight. First time in a couple days.
We need it, man.
It's hot as hell, brother. That's your weather.
Jim Larrañaga is going to join us in the next segment, as he does on Thursdays. Talking plenty of Panthers. Cup fever is here. You got to get geared up at Caneswear in Davie. That is your Florida Panthers Stanley Cup headquarters. They've got it all. Jerseys, shirts, hats, more. I don't care if you're watching the game at home, a watch party, or Radio City Music Hall. You got to be geared up with new Panthers gear, and you get it at Caneswear in Davie. So make sure you head on over there, or you can always order online at caneswear.com. They've also got a large selection, of course, of Hurricanes items, Marlins items, Inter Miami items, Dolphins items. They've got stuff for the entire family. And I always say, get all your Panthers, Inter Miami, Canes, all your local sports merch at Caneswear in Davie or online at caneswear.com. Everything from shirts and hats to shorts and jerseys and everything else in between. But, you know, puck drops tonight, 8 o'clock. I mean, you got 6 hours to get over to Caneswear on University Drive and get yourself something, you know, for tonight. Maybe you're going to the game Saturday or Monday in Sunrise. You want to have some new gear? You do it. You go there today or tomorrow, over the weekend, holiday weekend. Caneswear in Davie. They're on University Drive right next to La Spada's. You make a little trip out of it. You stop by La Spada's, get yourself a little hoagie, and you walk on in. Actually, do your shopping at Caneswear first, and then put the clothing and the hats and stuff in the car. You don't want to bring it into La Spada because it's going to end up smelling like a sub shop, which I don't mind, but if I buy new Panthers merch, what the hell am I talking about? So you get to Caneswear, you get yourself a sub at La Spada. I just planned your entire evening. Listen, you leave work early at, say, 3 o'clock. I don't know where you are. Let's say it's 20 minutes to get to Caneswear. You go to Caneswear, it's 20 after 3. You shop in the store. They have so much in the store there at Caneswear, you're not even going to believe it. So let's say you shop there from 20 after 3 till 4:30. Well, now it's 4:30. You put the stuff in the car. You walk into La Spada. You get yourself a hoagie. Guess when you're going to eat it? Tonight, while you watch the game. I just planned for you the greatest night, the greatest Thursday night of your life.
You're low-key cooking. It's a lot of words, but you're onto something, yeah.
I'm onto something here. And La Spada's not paying a dime for this. This is all coming out of Caneswear's account. But I just created the greatest Thursday night for you ever. You're going to have a new jersey on and a delicious La Spada hoagie if you play it right. Anyway, Caneswear's on University Drive in Davie or online at caneswear.com. Caneswear, the spot South Florida sports fans shop.
This is the Hawk and Crowder Show.
Let's go, baby!
Hawk and Crowder.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Optimize your nutrition this year with Factor, America's number one ready-to-eat meal service. Factor's fresh, never-frozen meals are dietitian-approved, ready to eat in just 2 minutes. Choose from 40 weekly options across 8 dietary preferences like Calorie Smart, Protein Plus, and Keto. Eat smarter at factormeals.com/listen50 and use code LISTEN50 for 50% off plus free shipping on your first box. Factormeals.com/listen50, code LISTEN50.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. ExpressPros.com.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Jim Larranaga is on the Toyota of Hollywood hotline. Of course, the former head coach at the University of Miami men's basketball team. He's a inductee at the University of Miami Hall of Fame. He joins us on Thursdays, talk a little hoops. He's joining us today from Boston, up there for his grandson's graduation, correct?
That's correct, Hawk, where it's a beautiful 35 to 45 degrees. It's freezing, raining. They've had to move the graduation from outdoors to indoors. We're going to the Boston College campus. And unbelievable. I can't wait to get back home.
Yeah, that, you know, that's my story because I grew up in Chicago. And then my dad suggested we visit the University of Miami campus in December. He knew what he was doing. We walked around that campus in Coral Gables in December, got back to O'Hare. It was snowing. And he said, I don't know about you, but if I was 17 years old and I could go anywhere for the next 4 years, I'd be going right to Miami. And I never even visited another school. I thought I was going to go to Ithaca or Syracuse. We walked around that Coral Gables campus. I said, I'm a UM guy. And then after a couple of years down at UM, I stopped going back to Chicago during the breaks. I said, I'm a South Florida guy for life. So I don't miss that weather at all.
One of my best friends from New York, he visited Miami back in my era, loved it, wanted to commit there, went back home, and Bob Cousy was waiting for him in his house with his dad, and he ended up signing with Boston College. So
but that's a pretty difference. I mean, you can recruit with the weather. That's great. But then you got Bob Cousy sitting in your living room. That's not a bad answer to the good weather. So Jim Larranaga, we were talking earlier about the carryover effect. When you have, and you've coached for so long, you have a victory and it is snatched away in the final minutes, and it's done so through an unbelievable comeback, then a ridiculous shot that goes in. Is there a carryover effect to the next game? Is this like an emotional burden now for the New York Knicks that may be impossible to overcome?
Okay, so I'm going to go back in history to 2006 when my George Mason team was facing the number one seed, the University of Connecticut, Jim Calhoun's great team. They had five NBA players in their lineup. We're up two with 5 seconds to go, and our best free throw shooter got fouled, and he has to just make a free throw or two, right, to win the game. He misses the first. Connecticut gets the rebound, goes the length of the court, makes a layup, and puts the game in overtime. And the arena, which was going crazy for George Mason, was deadly silent. My players walked over to me so discouraged that we didn't win in regulation. And so what I said, and I want you to listen to this, this is word for word. I said, look, guys, we didn't play great defense for 5 seconds. We need to now play great defense for 5 minutes. But you know what? There isn't any place on earth I'd rather be than playing the University of Connecticut with a chance to go to the Final Four. Where else would you rather be? Thank goodness they didn't say, I'd rather be in the locker room after a win.
Because you had no answer for that.
We won in overtime to get to the Final Four, my first as a head coach. But here's the thing. If I'm Tom Thibodeau and his staff, and you look at the game and you really feel like, hey, we basically beat these guys for 46 minutes. We played a bad 2 minutes. I'd be showing them Halliburton's choke sign and saying, we let this guy do this in our arena. We got a little payback coming tomorrow night. All right. Let them go back to Indiana with a split 1-1, but us go with vengeance in our mind. because I've seen this too many times in the NBA playoffs where the team, and I believe the Miami Heat was one, they lost game one and then went on to win the championship. I know the Lakers got blasted in Boston one time, went back. I think, what was it called? Some kind of name they had for it. The Massacre, the Boston Massacre. That's what it was. And then the Lakers went back and won the next games and won the series. So I love Solana's a big, big Knicks fan. You could tell that by the first segment. Solana was out there pumping up those Knicks boys. You guys are choke artists. Anyway, I think come tomorrow night, we're going to find out exactly who's the better team that night. Because you're not the same every night. You don't shoot the ball the same way. You don't defend the same way. You don't even coach the same way. You might come with different strategies, different matchups. You might go zone. You might start picking up full court. You might trap the ball screens. There are so many things that have to be decided between game one and game two. So this series is a long ways from over because these two teams are so evenly matched. One of my great successes as a coach was to bring Rick Carlisle from the University of Maine to the University of Virginia, and get us to the Final Four his senior year, and then help him get to the NBA. And here's a guy who goes small in the fourth quarter, much like the Golden State Warriors were doing throughout the playoffs. He took the big fella out, Miles Turner, who I recruited at the University of Miami, took him out and said, we're going to go smaller and quicker. So now what's Thibodeau going to do? Oh, what? You look at Jalen Brunson. Did he have a bad night? I think 43 is pretty darn good. I mean, what kind of game will he have in game two? So we just don't know what's going to happen. All the experts think they know. Oh, they'll be deflated. The series is over. Or maybe just wishing that, you know?
Certainly Solana is wishing that. Would you have given a speech right after that game to the team, or do you let them stew and simmer in it for a while and save that for the next day or the pregame speech before, you know, tomorrow night's game? Like, do you obviously that team is deflated when they walk into the locker room. They just lost. They had a game. So now they're deflated in the locker room. Do you take that moment right there to pump them up, or do you just let them have some time?
No. First of all, the one thing you're not going to do is tear into them. You're not going to be the one calling them choke artists. And at least in my opinion, that would not work at all. If you destroy your team after the game and hoping that they'll bounce back from you tearing them apart. No, I think you let the hurt, the disappointment, the frustration settle. You give them some words of wisdom, like, hey, that's game one. That's behind us. We got to get ready for game two. Let's meet tomorrow at 2:00. Now, 2:00 shows up. You and your staff have worked all morning long, maybe even after the game, met and trying to figure out your game plan, and then go into the meeting upbeat and say, okay, that's one. We need to get this next one. We've got only one game to prepare for. We get that. Now the series is tied. So I think that. And frankly, in my own opinion, that is what will happen.
The actual shot that Tyrese Halliburton hits, Coach, before it takes the wild bounce up and it falls in, his decision as a head coach to take, I think it was Mikal Bridges, but I'm not remembering right now, off the dribble, stop in the paint despite having the dribble on the defender, and turn around, literally his back to the basket now with 2 seconds left, and take a step back contested jumper. As a coach, you're watching that and you're thinking, what? Like, oh my God, that is the dumbest thing I've ever seen until the shot goes in?
Exactly. What are you doing? Are you a crazy man? Hey, you could have got a layup, you could have got fouled, and you're backing up to shoot a three. And then, by the way, you didn't shoot a three. You shot the longest two of all time. So, and how high did it bounce? You know, it hits the back rim and goes like 10 more feet in the air. It didn't go up a foot. The backboard is 3 feet above the rim, so 13 feet. It went above the backboard and drops cleanly through the net. But here's the funny thing. We wouldn't even be talking about it if it bounced off. I mean, that they would have lost by two. And everybody would be saying, oh, they got lucky, they got close, but we knew the Knicks were going to win all the time. No, no one knows what's going to happen. This is reality TV at its best because you definitely don't know what's happening next.
You've coached everywhere. You've coached at Madison Square Garden before. Is there something special about basketball in that arena? And then I also want to ask you, aside from the Watsco Center, where was your favorite place to coach?
Okay, well, yes, Madison Square Garden's history, and it's called the Mecca for a reason. It's really almost like the birthplace of college basketball and NBA basketball, because everybody in the world knows the arena, Madison Square Garden. You know, a lot of these other arenas change names throughout their history, but everybody knows Madison Square Garden. And my first game again in Madison Square Garden, Solana, do you know who it was against? It was talked about earlier.
Providence?
Well, Providence played who?
UConn? I'm
UCLA
guessing.
UCLA with Kareem Abdul-Jabbar.
Wow.
1969. And we almost had him. We only lost by like 14 or 15. We didn't have one of those Indiana Pacer comebacks, but it was a great experience for me and my teammates, the crowd and everything. Kareem's team won the Holiday Festival, which what that tournament was called. But I've coached and played in some incredible arenas. I would say one of the great experiences for anybody is to play at Duke's Cameron Indoor Stadium.
Oh, yeah.
Or North Carolina's the Dean Dome. Two different, very, very different environments. Duke, the fans stand for the whole game. The student section stands for the whole game. It's such a crowded facility that the intensity and the energy in the building is nothing like you feel in any other arena. But then Carolina's is like you're at the Masters. It's 23,000 people just smiling and happy to be there. But it doesn't have that same dramatic effect that you get at Cameron. But it's still
Cameron, they're right on top of you, right? They're like right on top of you.
It's spread out all over the place, you know, 23,000 people, and it was built back in the 1980s. It's a beautiful facility. One of the great pleasures, if you ever get a chance to go to the Dean Dome, is to walk the concourse, because they have the history of Carolina basketball, the teams, the players, the NBA guys that program has produced. So it's like a walk around the Hall of Fame, you know, Michael Jordan and James Worthy, Sam Perkins, you know, going way back to Phil Ford and Mitch Kupchak, you know, just a great history.
Shai Gilgeous-Alexander wins MVP yesterday. Did he deserve it? The other side, I guess, of the argument would be Jokic.
Yeah, both of them are great candidates. Both of them are deserving. But I always vote for the team that wins, you know? Shai Gilgeous-Alexander.
One team is still playing. Yeah.
Yeah. One team wins the Western Conference, best record in NBA basketball, and he's the best player on the best team. That's who you vote for. That's who I would have voted for.
There was a lot of conjecture yesterday after he won the MVP and the game the prior night, Coach, about how he manipulates his body to absorb contact and draw fouls. And a lot of people would call him a free throw merchant and say that, you know, he's not necessarily the best player. He's just great at drawing fouls. Do you see that around the league, not only in the NBA, but in college basketball as well? And is that something that is a skill? Just somebody understanding how to absorb contact and get to the free throw line?
Yeah, that's like saying in baseball, a guy gets on base all the time. Oh, he walks. He's not that good a hitter. He gets on base all the time. One of the reasons they walk those great hitters, because if you throw him good pitches, he's going to hit singles, doubles, triples, and home runs. And Shai Gilgeous-Alexander, if you don't foul him, he's going to make the shot. The reason he's able to draw those fouls is he's so good at doing the three things that I tell all players you have to be able to do in basketball. Now, listen to these three. The first thing, you got to be able to control yourself. physically, mentally, and emotionally, right? If you get frustrated, angry at the refs or teammates or your coach, what have you, no, you got to be in control of yourself. The second is you got to be able to control your defender, because the defense is actually at a disadvantage. You have the ball, you know where you're going, they don't. Now, if they can switch that and put the pressure on you, is they can force you where you don't want to go, then they win that matchup. So you got to control yourself, control your defender, and then control the other eight guys on the court. And what do I mean by that? Well, you'll see those great players like SGA. He'll be passing the ball and getting assists. How many assists did he have? He's getting everybody else involved. So while you have to worry about him, you can't just worry about him and double team, because he'll find the open man. So he's constantly putting his defender in a bad position. Do you know what I tell my players at Miami every day in practice? Look at everybody that plays basketball jumps for shot fakes. If you fake and get a guy out of position, he's going to try to block your shot, draw the foul. One of the great skills you can have in basketball is getting fouled. If you can get fouled a lot, you're a terrific player. And SGA is one heck of an NBA player.
Real quick, Coach, because I know you got to go and we're up against a break. I saw you in Jorge Mas's suite at the Inter-Miami game the other night. Was that your first Inter-Miami game?
No. You know, Jose and I and Jorge go way back to 2006, 2007 at the Michael Jordan fantasy camp. We became friends. I've known those guys the last 20 years. Jose reached out and invited my wife and I to the box, to the owner's box. We sat there right next to what do they call it? The pitch.
The pitch.
What do they call it? The pitch. That's what I meant. You know, we sat right on the pitch and loved the game. Loved watching Inter Miami play. Unfortunately, they didn't win that night. But we're big fans of Inter Miami and big fans of the Moss brothers.
I have to ask, were you able to try the brownies there?
Yeah, we had a couple of desserts, by the way.
Because I went to the Inter Miami. I've gone twice this year, but I've sat in this club area where it's unlimited food. It's the single greatest. I'm not a huge brownie guy. It's the single greatest brownie I've ever had in my life. I'm thinking about getting season tickets next year just because of the brownies. And I'm curious if you had them.
My wife and I each had one. You know, have you ever been to the University of Miami baseball stadium, Alex Rodriguez Park?
Sure.
You got to get a shake.
Oh, I love the shake. I get the Joe Z. I get Joe Zagacki's shake.
Yeah, those things are awesome. Every place you go, you gotta find your best food. You know, like
exactly
maybe
right.
For you, peanut butter and jelly sandwiches you might be asking for, but not me.
I know it's not going to be you asking for a peanut butter and jelly sandwich. You're up in Boston for your grandson's graduation. Did you go anywhere to eat special in Boston?
We ate at Legal Seafoods today, and we ate at a place called Strega's, a very nice Italian joint in downtown Boston last night. Great. Oh, the food in Boston is to die for. No question about that.
Yeah, weather is terrible, but the food is great.
Yeah.
All right. Enjoy your grandson's graduation. We appreciate your time. Congratulate him for us. And next time you're going to Jorge Mas's suite at Inter Miami, ask for another couple of tickets, you know, for your friends Hockman and Crowder.
All right, guys. Good talking as always.
Appreciate it, Coach. Coach Jim Larrañaga, he joins us on Thursdays on this program.
This is the Hockan Crowder Show.
Open shot. Fate of the universe on the line, or the Martians have the death beam pointed at Earth. You better hit it. I want
Bam Adebayo!
Hock and Crowder.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
but not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Nerds. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.